What I do every time when I give a lecture is visualize. I imagine myself standing in front of the audience, calm, excited, passionate. And then when I go into the real thing, now I don't know if this is the real thing or I'm imagining, but I'm assuming it's the real thing. When I go into the real thing, I do feel that. I still get nervous. I still get anxious. But it's a healthy excitement. Raising my levels of beliefs, levels of confidence by practicing. Just like a pilot you would hope would practice in a simulator before they take you on across the Atlantic. The mind as a simulator. This is why it works. The key here, this is a mistake that many people make, whether it's in athletics or whether it's in a lot of the self-help books that talk about visualizations. The key is to focus not just on the destination. Shelley Taylor, UCLA, did this research where she divided students into two random groups. One student imagined themselves getting an A on the exam and imagined it over and over again. The second group imagined themselves getting an A but also saw themselves work and persist in the library, prepare for it, and then get to that final A. The second group that imagined both the journey and the destination was much more successful, much better result in the exam. So visualize the journey as well as the destination. This is your response paper for this week. To visualize both your destination of getting there, your journey of getting there, as well as the destination itself.